span of time in and around Savannah, Georgia, then you know all about the Starland District. It's located about a mile and change to the south of the significantly more popular historic landmark district, but it's become a hotbed for locals. All of the locals who don't want to deal with downtown are gravitating on the weekends to the area in and around the Starland District, and for good reason. A lot of the city's best food is in that area. There's some great bars. There's just overall any number of great hangs. One of them is brand new-ish to Starland. It's a hemp garden. It's called the Starland Square. The owner is Marguerite Seckman, a local entrepreneur who has three different businesses in that neighborhood now. So we took a ride down there to chat with Marguerite about this latest venture of hers, the hemp garden, the THC drinks that she is pouring there, and the fact that this this square is an outdoor space that's otherwise alcohol-free. It's different. It's unique. And her spin on the entire neighborhood as a whole, as a local business owner, is something that anyone who has even a passing interest in the Starland neighborhood, and Savannah for that matter, should give a listen. Here's my chat with Marguerite. How would you best describe, and just this, we'll get to this, but the whole thing.
The whole place? It is almost like a artist's market, but permanent. So every room is a different boutique. We all operate independently of each other. But my vision for this space was to make it easier for small businesses to take the leap from doing markets and pop-ups to actually opening a brick and mortar. And it's easier when you can share a space and help each other out and split the bills versus, you know, taking on all that responsibility at one time.
And you've been doing that for a year.
We've been here for a year.
Had this out here.
And I was just kind of brainstorming what to do with this space. And I've hosted different events and stuff out here. But, you know, being open for a year, we were focusing on so many other aspects of the business that I just wanted to make sure those were stable before adding on this part.
Right.
The Starland Square.
So how far back, you've been here a year.
Yes.
How far back did you think, you know what, let me zag what everyone is zigging and do a hemp garden?
About October was when it finalized it, because I did a fall festival out here and just seeing people hang out. They were carving pumpkins and people were just enjoying the sunshine. And I knew I wanted to create a space where people could just spend a whole day out here and just enjoy being in grass and outdoors, and also, you know, like how they do at Forsyth, but here you're close to a bathroom. You can go run and grab food or enjoy a beverage and make it a little bit more accessible.
The only cooked food in there were the hot dogs, right?
Yes. Okay. And we do have some stuff in the fridge, like, you know, charcuterie little things. Yeah. And stuff, but. Yeah.
Why THC?
Because, we've been selling THC products at Super Bloom. And here for Super Bloom for longer, here for a year. And I also added on vapes and gummies. So I have a lot of different THC products in there. And they've been selling very well. And because of my business, FET, where I travel and sell cocktail infusions, I meet with a lot of people who are sober. And they love the product, but they can't participate. So just being around so many different people who are sober or Cali sober. I wanted.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. Cali sober.
Okay.
I wanted to offer a space where people can still be in a fun, social, vibrant area, but without the alcohol culture associated with it.
It's a movement.
Yes.
I know it is. That's part of what
yes.
I'm here. I get it. Those three cans that I see up there, are those THC beverages?
Two of them are. One is a non-alcoholic beer. So we have non-alcoholic beer and wine. You can enjoy it like that, or you can add THC to it.
Okay. Instant hit, you think? This?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not going to use this term, but to describe it, safe space for THC non-alcoholic drinkers.
Yes. Yes. We had a great grand opening this weekend. This Saturday is the DeSoto Street Market.
Right.
We're going to have a band out here, vendors, and, you know, the more we can let people know that this exists, because I see it on Facebook all the time, people asking, where can I get a mocktail? Where can I get a THC drink? Where can I hang out? Let's have a bar. And so just keep spreading the word. We're brand new.
Yeah. What do people tell you is the biggest attraction to this being not alcohol? Does that make sense? Not alcohol. I don't want to go to a bar.
Right.
I want to go somewhere different. I do the gummy thing.
Right.
Do you hear? I'm sure you talked to people before you jumped in. What is the main attraction for that crowd?
The main attraction, I even had people come back on Sunday because they said they just want to be able to sit out here, enjoy music, and relax with their friends. And they said it was approachable, it was cozy, it was just, people were lying down and sunning, and it's just, there's no place like that in Savannah.
No.
You know, there's, I love Starling Yard, I go there, I was there last night, but no one can lie in the grass there. So there's no place that exists in Savannah.
Especially in the middle of the city.
Exactly.
This is certainly unique.
It's what I love to do.
You know, you've been ahead of the curve for a hot minute. What year did you open Super Bowl?
2019.
And then the world ended.
I know. We were open 6 months before COVID hit, and then I opened Starland Strange January of 2020. So we were open 2 months before COVID hit at Starland Strange.
Wow. Everything going well?
Yes. Yeah. We love the neighborhood. You know, we're excited.
What is your opinion of what has become of this neighborhood? Because some people say, gentrification. I laugh whenever I come to Starling Yard and I park on this street. Every one of these houses is like, and I got out of the car right now and I look, I'm like, okay. How have you seen it evolve, the neighborhood?
Yes. So...
in five very short years.
Yeah. I feel like I'm hesitant to answer this question because it can upset people. Mm-hmm. But yes, there have been changes to the neighborhood that I think don't necessarily align with the neighborhood. But I also think there are people who are very much trying to maintain the soul and integrity of the neighborhood, of keeping it a unique place, different from downtown, artsy, eclectic, funky. You know, there is character and soul here that I do think that other parts of Savannah has lost, and I hope we can keep it. But there is development happening all around us, and that doesn't always mean fad. It's just, I hope the right people are getting involved.
How strong is the sentiment? You talk to people in this neighborhood every day. How strong is the sentiment to fight to keep the funk?
A lot of the business owners that I speak with on a daily basis want to keep the neighborhood as unique.
Quirky.
And quirky as it is. And we see more and more tourists coming here. They want this. They say, this is what I was looking for. You know, I walked on River Street for a day. I want to go somewhere else.
Right. All right.
And
like Asheville.
Like Asheville.
Go to Asheville downtown, but then you can do this.
You can do their river arts. Well, it's not there anymore.
No, exactly.
It's same thing, like, for example, Charleston. Charleston doesn't have a neighborhood like this. And a lot of people come here from Charleston, and they love it. They said they wish Charleston had a neighborhood like this. And I do think it's important that, you know, we do keep it affordable. So... people who are small business owners or truly live here versus Airbnbs and stuff. Which again, I am in support. You know, it's just everything in moderation.
I get it. And my personal opinion is, you know, there's going to be progress. Yeah. I'd rather see progress than blight.
Yes, of course. All day long.
And on Ellie all the time. She wants to do what? Well, it's an abandoned building that's been there 20 years.
I agree.
I'd rather have something clean, even if it's a little modern. You got to give and take. Let's clean up the city however possible. Oh, my God.
Yes.
But then, so next thing you know, they're building stuff where they shouldn't and all that stuff.
Right.
No BYOB.
No.
Okay. How big is this? No measurement?
It is around 1,000 square feet. Pets are allowed.
Okay, that's good.
But I say, you know, please use your judgment because the fence isn't, you know, the most...
And if he takes off, it's not your problem.
It's not my fault.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. 6 days?
Yeah, we are closed Mondays. And we are a daytime spot. I don't want to be late night.
Right. What time are you closing?
We close at 6. We are looking to making that later.
In the summer till 7:30 or whatever.
Yeah. But of course, wintertime.
Dark at 4.
Dark at 4. You might want THC at that point.
Daughter's going to like this.
Great.
Yeah, because this is her funky behind.
Yeah, it was great. And then we, there's a business called Pigment. You can hire her to work grand openings or parties or weddings. And she comes with a big canvas and all of your guests can paint on it. So you end with a piece of art. So we hired her for the shed. So, you know, it's another piece of the community of everyone who showed up this weekend painting on the shed.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
We're supposed to be the arts district. So that's, we wanted to keep that going.